Hello and welcome
Blog
to
Talk Radio.
This is the Big Stat Title Hour, and we're about to introduce our new co-host, the one, the only. You've seen him on the 13th episode of my YouTube show, Radio MSFP, Mr. Jason Artola! What's up, guys? What's up, guys? I'm happy to be here for Idle Hour. Looking forward to the upcoming episodes, and we'll have some good stuff for you. All right. We're going to have Jason talk for a minute while we queue up our first hit of the day. How's it going, guys? So, let me tell you about myself. I'm Jason Artola. 29 years old, living with Hollywood. Kind of involved with this guy in 2006 when he started MSFP, and we kind of been on this musical journey since then. And yeah, we've been recording here and there, and hope to do some more stuff together soon. And very happy about this, and we'll see. Looking forward to the future. The first song on our show today is a classic by Aaliyah. This is Try Again. And it's loading. While we have this load, Mr. Artola, tell us about some of the musical projects you've been involved with recently.
Well, recently I've been working on some original stuff in the studio, and and also publicly I've released some mixes with my DJ and producing partner, Cliff Sanchez. We have SoundCloud up, and we'll post that up on our Facebook page, which we just started, by the way. You can look us up on Facebook at Big Stats Idle Hour. You can find us that way. You know, just search us up. Once again, Big Stats Idle Hour. You can search us up on Facebook, and we'll have more information on upcoming shows.
All right. So, we have a show coming up. Speaking of shows, we have a great showcase coming up this Saturday. And if you want to be part of it, all you got to do is get your ticket at msfpcrewmusic.com. Click on the bio section. Can read our fantastic bio of the group which I'm a part of, MSFP Crew, and get your tickets to this amazing showcase. Very life-changing. We have artist tickets still available, so this is the only A&R showcase where you do not have to get or deal with a pre-sale. All you got to do is buy your artist ticket and you're up. You can perform. So make sure you go to MSFP Crew Music. Click on the bio tab. That's MSFPCrewMusic.com. MSFPCrewMusic.com. What site is that again where they can get it?
MSFPMusic.com.
That's it. That's the site. We'll have that song up and loaded for you momentarily. But in the meantime, do we have any callers? You may call in at 347-989
0718. Any callers want to come in and call?
That's right. If any callers want to call in, maybe get to know me more or Matt, call us up. Hit us up at 347-989-0718. Once again, that's 347-989-0718. Call us up and we'll talk some more.
All right. We'll have that song up for us momentarily. And later in the week, we will have our continuation for our interview with Dust. We will catch up with Skippa, and we will also be interviewing a local rapper who has a promising future ahead of him. All that you just have to stay tuned for. And our song, Try Again, should be here momentarily. Again, this is an oldie but a goodie, Try Again, by Aaliyah. Is there anything you would like to say, Mr. Artola?
Well, yes, make sure you show up at the showcase. We got some great people performing and, you know, cool vibes and some, well, definitely drinks.
That's right. MSFP crew is in the house. We're opening for MSFP crew is opening the showcase. I'm hosting the showcase. Skippa of MSFP crew is going to be pouring shots and doing body shots. You don't want to miss this. Here's the song, Try Again, by Aaliyah. And we are processing that audio now, and here it is.
Man, we really got to do something about this a little slow here. I probably apologize for the technical difficulties here.
And
we're doing all we can, and here's finally the song, Aaliyah.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat, step two. It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat, step two.
Next day, you don't wanna throw it all away.
that was Aaliyah's Try Again. Ever since my appearance on American Idol, the fans have been asking me about a certain compilation album that I did, Story to Tell, with a certain 70s icon. Anyways, besides for being able to find this song on a track called Addicted to Music on my MySpace page, which you can reconnect to at mattfrankel.com, besides for being a hidden track on one of the two Addicted to Musics, you'll have to listen to both to figure out which one. Besides for being a hidden track on there, we're also going to spin it one time. This is Let It Go. And we're about to play this soon for you at our co-host's request. Would you like to say a few words?
Yes, this song I heard at one of the studio sessions I had with Matt. He introduced me to Shabby's music, and I just had to say Let It Go and Desire are two of my favorite songs from him. So just so you, for those of you who don't know who he is, here he is. It is Shabby with the song called Let It Go here on Big Stats Out Hour. Enjoy.
Featuring a certain 70s icon guest that I referenced a lot. Not saying any names, but I gave a lot of hints on Idol. This is the song that I referred to with my cousin that was on the compilation album of Story to Tell. It is, we're processing that audio for you now just so you could have to hear. But while we wait, let's hear one crazy story from our co-host. Tell us some crazy story.
A crazy story. Well, I have no real crazy story except for times that me and you hanged out and, you know, partied and everything, but that's for another segment. That'll be a little too long. That'll be longer than 10 minutes, and that's all we got. But just letting you guys know, I've had a couple of cool times with this guy, adventures and everything. And all I can say is it's pretty cool. it's pretty cool hanging out with this guy. That's all I got to say.
And I'm asking him this live on the air. How would you like to be my co-host also and join us this Saturday at the showcase?
Oh, my goodness. Of course, I will be there with bells on and a probably silly-ass outfit on, too. Excuse my language. But, yeah, I will be there.
Don't worry. This is an unfucking censored radio show. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
I might arrive naked, but I don't know. You know, just in case. I don't know.
Well, I think Skip is the one who's supposed to be doing the body shots, not you.
Damn it. I'm the one who wanted to do the body shots. Damn it.
Disappointed.
Well, you guys can look at the Facebook page now. Hashtag Jason Shots. If you want, hashtag it. Do you want, if you want to get a body shot from Mr. Jason Artola,
oh my God.
You can hashtag Jason Shots.
Interesting, nice.
Oh man, that's an interesting hashtag you came up with there, Matt.
Remember, hashtag Jason Shots. We are still loading up that audio, and We will have that song for you momentarily.
What is this song in the load finally? You know, one of my favorite songs. Singing forever. But hey, you know, we apologize again, ladies and gentlemen, for the slow audio, but we're doing our best with what we got, and we're going to get that track out to you shortly.
We like the suspense.
Do any of you out there medicate? Call us and let us know.
All right, that is the discussion topic for, does anyone out there in the LA County area or in the state of California medicate?
You see, well, this is a big issue in what's going on with legalization of marijuana. I'm not saying that I do personally smoke marijuana or they're saying that Matt Franco does. All we're discussing, bring up a big topic out there in the media and see what's your opinion on the subject, at least till the song goes and we'll at least chit-chat a little bit more. So,
remember, guests can call in at 347-989-0718. So, while we wait for it to load, what's your favorite MSFP Crew song?
Tough one. I'm not going to be biased, so I'm not going to choose any tracks I'm on. But I will say I do like the Sunshine 2.0 version. It's really catchy, you know, so that's probably one of my favorites, probably that one, Sunshine 2.0.
All right, gone was an earlier one. We're doing, we're performing a song that I sing the hook on. This is the song we're performing is, we're performing a song called The Orgy, which I'll add into the playlist so you guys can hear a bit of The Orgy as well. The song that I'll be performing, with the MSFB crew on Saturday. Any other discussion topics you would like to discuss on this episode?
You know, music is a big influence in both our lives. If would you agree, Matt?
Yes, definitely.
Well, that being said, just for those of you out there, that if music touches you in a way, you know, that's deep and influential, next question would be, name three of your favorite, give us actually your three favorite songs, in no particular order, that either have touched you in a way or kind of motivate you or is a song that you can't, you know, really live without. It's one of those that kind of drives you. And so, if you can just call us up, and, you know, it could be anything for me. My top three, I have to say, Can't Go Out with Michael Jackson. I like that one he did called Billie Jean. I have fond memories of that song, just, you know. And in my childhood, what I would used to do with my cousin, Nancy, God rest her soul, we used to just perform as kids, you know, just put on shows for the family, dance to a lot of Michael Jackson songs, some Madonna and whatnot. And put on plays and everything. So entertainment and music has always been part of my life and driving force in what I want to do. And so my number two song I have to say is, in no particular order, like I said, Cascade. Love his style of play. I love how he kind of grasps that California sound. And it's very, his music is so like melodically deep and it touches you and warms your heart and kind of you feel like excited. You can't just, you feel happy. You can't help it. So that's kind of like how Cascade's music kind of affects me. And my favorite Cascade song is the one he did with a couple people, actually. It's a little hard because I have a lot of favorite Cascade songs. But I must say, the one he did with Finn, can't remember the name of the song right now, but it came out on his Dance Love mix CD. But my favorite Cascade, I'll go off the top of my head right now, I'll go with excuse me, Eyes. Eyes is a very good track and very beautiful. The hook on that is just amazing. And for my third favorite choice, that would be Depeche Mode. Their lyrics, how Martin writes, is just touching. And his voice is just very very smooth and beautiful. And as with David, the lead vocalist for Depeche Mode, is his style and tone of his voice as he delivers those lyrics, a lot of those deep lyrics from Martin, is just an amazing combination. And, you know, with everybody and with that unit, with those three guys, just kind of that combination of musical talent and what they put out there is very motivating to me. So, what are your favorite three, man?
I don't know. That's a tough choice. Obviously, a big Michael fan. I think pretty much anyone who came up as a kid of the 90s, you know, anyone who came up with as a kid of the 90s trying to, you know, be part of the industry and having dreams of being part of the industry looked up to Michael. So Michael Jackson for sure. I was always kind of into Tupac, being someone from the West Coast, so Tupac was always cool. And fuck it, I'm going to be all the way honest. Not only was she she's an influential artist. Back in the 90s, I had the hugest crush on Madonna.
So that's your number two song, or
what? What are you asking? Is my number two song?
Well, because I told you to name the top three, so you say so. Michael, Madonna, so those are two. So what would be, let's say, your third favorite? That kind of gives you that influence.
All right. I think back in the day, in the late 80s, early 90s, Paula Abdul was doing her thing when she did Opposites Attract and all those songs. Hold on.
We had a little bit of vocal difficulties there for Matt Frankel. Bless you there. All right, man, go ahead. Man. What's that? Oh, shit. Excuse me for a minute. All right, here he is. Go ahead, man. What were you saying?
So Paula Abdul was really doing her thing, and I gotta admit that when I first started writing songs, like back in kindergarten, I was listening to a lot of her music. I think through the years, have evolved on what type of artist I'm going to be. Hopefully we'll have time to play that song Let It Go for you. It's still processing.
Excuse me.
Apparently, now our co-host is having some vocal troubles.
So, gentlemen, again, we do apologize. We have about 20 seconds left on the air here. I have to say, it's a pleasure to introduce myself, and looking forward to meeting more of you guys in the future, and we'll have a lot more fun on the show. Okay, guys, and here's Matt Frankel. I'll see you guys later. This is Jason Artola for Big Stats Idol Hour.
Bye.